Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
We stand today at the threshold of a great event, both in the life of the United Nations and in the life of mankind.
Pada tahun 1948, Eleanor Roosevelt termasuk di antara banyak tokoh yang memuji Deklarasi Universal Hak Asasi Manusia, yang mengakui prinsip upah yang sama untuk pekerjaan yang sama. Sejak saat itu, gagasan kesetaraan upah gender telah diterima sebagai teladan sedunia, ketika laki-laki dan perempuan menerima upah yang sama untuk pekerjaan yang setara atau sebanding. Pada tahun 1969, wanita Australia secara hukum diberi gaji yang sama. Namun 51 tahun kemudian, banyak wanita di negara ini belum mendapatkan gaji yang setara. Direktur Badan Kesetaraan Gender Tempat Kerja, Libby Lyons, telah memberitahu ABC bahwa perlindungan hukum tidak berfungsi.
We are still finding that employers are not paying women the same as men and are not meeting their legal requirement, which is really concerning.
Badan Kesetaraan Gender Tempat Kerja telah menghitung bahwa kesenjangan upah gender nasional saat ini adalah 14% untuk pekerja penuh waktu. Pada bulan Mei tahun ini, rata-rata pendapatan mingguan wanita di semua pekerjaan dan industri hanya sedikit di atas $1,500. Sementara itu, pekerjaan rata-rata mingguan penuh waktu pria adalah $1,800. Mariah Foley, Wakil Direktur Kelompok Penelitian Wanita dan Pekerjaan di Sekolah Bisnis Universitas Sydney, mengatakan ada banyak alasan mengapa pria dan wanita tidak mendapat bayaran yang sama.
There is a persistent and continuing sort of undervaluation of the occupations and industries where women are concentrated. So think nurses, education, aged care, retail, for example. We also know a major cause of the gender pay gap is discrimination. So even when women and men are working in the same industries, women tend to be paid less than men. And also, women bear a disproportionate share of unpaid caregiving responsibilities in our society.
Kemerosotan ekonomi yang dipicu oleh krisis coronavirus juga lebih berdampak buruk bagi wanita daripada pria. Peneliti kebijakan publik di Institute Australia menemukan bahwa antara bulan Maret dan April, jumlah perempuan yang bekerja turun sebanyak 5,3%, sedangkan untuk laki-laki turun sebanyak 3,9%. Profesor Hubungan Gender, Pekerjaan dan Ketenaga Kerjaan di Universitas Sydney, Ray Cooper, mengatakan, sejauh mana dampak sebenarnya COVID-19 pada perbedaan upah berdasarkan gender masih belum diketahui.
What I would predict is that we're going to see quite a gendered impact in pay, because we're seeing gendered impacts everywhere else. COVID has made so many people lose their jobs, but the majority of those people are women. So 55% of the COVID unemployed are women, and we're seeing lots of other changes going on. The sectors, particularly where women work in very strong numbers, there are some of them that have been really profoundly affected.
Dan Stewart adalah Chief Executive Officer dari Dana Superannuation Nirlaba Australia, First State Super. Ia mengatakan, pandemi telah menyebabkan lebih banyak wanita untuk mengakses dana pensiun dini dibandingkan dengan rekan pria mereka.
What we're worried about is that this will then exacerbate the already existing gap between women and men with superannuation, where women retire with 47% less than their male counterparts. So COVID-19 and its potential impact is quite alarming.
Juga bagian dari diskusi tentang kesetaraan upah gender adalah perdebatan berkelanjutan terinklusivitas istilah gender. Gender dapat mencakup berbagai identitas, dari transgender hingga non-biner dan fluiditas gender. Profesor Hubungan Gender dan Ketenaga Kerjaan di Sekolah Bisnis Universitas Sydney, Marianne Bird, mengatakan sangat penting bagi organisasi untuk juga mengakui interseksionalitas dalam percakapan tentang perbedaan gaji.
We have this added complexity of other gender forms emerging, and so companies at the forefront are very aware of that, and they would ensure that their policies go through the same sort of gender audit that doesn't just say how are men and women being affected, but how are diverse groups within the organisation being affected.
Sementara itu, CEO Dewan Keragaman Australia, Lisa Anis, mengatakan bahwa keragaman latar belakang budaya wanita Australia mempengaruhi kesenjangan gaji itu.
When women have culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, we do know that biases get amplified. And whilst we haven't been able to quantify the pay gap because it's data that's not currently available in the way the pay gap data is collated, we do know that in general, biases tend to get exacerbated and outcomes are poorer for women when they have intersectional identities.
Maria Foley dari Universitas Sydney mengatakan kunci untuk menghilangkan perbedaan gaji berbasis gender adalah transparansi di tempat kerja.
One thing that organizations can do that want to tackle this problem is really commit themselves to conducting pay audits internally and making the results of those audits public, you know, to really address that there is a problem and commit to solving it.
Untuk mendapatkan perkembangan terbaru mengenai coronavirus dalam bahasa Indonesia, Anda dapat mengunjungi sbs.com.au/indonesian.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.